Briefly, the days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Psalms 90:10. How true we find that to be. We all around us, we see those who are passing from this stage of action, one by one, and before long it'll be our turn. Even at the very best, it'll soon come our way. Is there not an appointed time to man upon the earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? Job 7:1. In other words, the scripture here just likens our life to a hired hand. He just looks forward, and then a little while, his time is served and he's on his way. But what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4:14, that doesn't take long either. Before long, vapor is just dissipated and it's gone. The sun comes up and the vapor is gone. There are other comparisons that it makes here with our life. A post, or as a mail carrier, or a ship, or an eagle hastening to the prey. Now my days are swifter than a post. They fly away. They see no good. They are passed away as a swift ship, as an eagle that hastes to the prey. Job 9:25-26. So that's surely the way our days pass away from us. They just get away so swiftly, one after the other, faster than a ship. And of course, with all the fast means of transportation these days, he could have said as a plane passing overhead, it's soon gone. And in Psalms 90:8, we find these words: we spend our years as a tale that is told. Just like someone telling a story. We hear about it, and then that's it. Is that all? Is there no more to the story? No, that's the end of the story. And so, dear ones, it is with our life. Little by little, day by day, we spend it here. And just like this year is swiftly getting away from us, so all of our years will swiftly move away. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. And verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Psalms 39:5. As a handbreadth, that's not very wide, is it, Chuck? One by one by one, and our days are gone. For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life, which he spendeth as a shadow. For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Ecclesiastes 6:12. As a shadow. This is a case where we're all in the same boat, so to speak. We're all just moving just swiftly along. Time moves us on. As a shadow, a little while, and a shadow is gone. For we must needs die. Daniel 14:14. So we know what is waiting us there at the end of the journey of life. We go out to meet the Lord there. We must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground. You spill it on the ground, and so this life in this world, in this way, is not gathered up again. And of course, then this scripture in Psalms 90:12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now that's what we need to do, dear ones. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So of the things which are important, we need to sort out those things and learn how to spend our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, I am so glad that in the midst of a changing world and a fleeting life, as a shadow, as an eagle hastening to the prey, as a post or a ship or various other illustrations to which we're referred, I'm so glad there's something enduring. Oh, as the one scripture said, for we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So, dear ones, that's what I'm working for. A home eternal where there is no disappointment, no sorrow, and no heartache in that land. Listen, life's fleeting day. What is our life? It is even a vapor. Now it appears, then hasteth away, dies as the sunbeams, all bright in the morning, or dimmed by the shades at the close of the day. All of our years, when with care they are numbered, mark but a speck on the great sea of time. Spent like the telling of some ancient story, they vanish away as the sound of its rhyme. Backward we leap through the year's yellow pages, gaze on the harvester gathering his sheaves, feel for a moment the sweet breath of summer, hear then the rustle of dead autumn leaves. Winter has come and the summer is ended. Those golden moments shall never return. What do we hold in our hands for our reaping? Sheaves for the master or tares but to burn? What have we done for the sick and the dying? Have we been cheering the faint and the weak? Out of the byways of sin's desolations, have we endeavored the lost ones to seek? Have we been spending each moment for Jesus, praying and telling the lost ones to win, and praying and toiling the lost ones to win? Or will there be sheaves that will perish forever, waiting for someone to gather them in? Yes, they're gone, those moments, forever. Numbered are they with the deeds of the past. We can but hope to be true in the future, some of the time to redeem at the last. While there's a moment remains for the gleaning, oh, let us gather the few we may find, scattered where others have missed them in toiling, lest some poor waiting one be left behind. Soon will life's harvest forever be ended. Soon shall the blossoms of summer decay. Soon shall their sweet-scented odors have perished, borne by the cold wind of autumn away. Would you bring joy to the cheerless and saddened? Would you be strength to the faint ere too late? Would you give bread to the hungry and dying? Now is the time, precious soul. Do not wait. And should the shadows that fall now around us flee in the morn at the first brilliant ray, there will be plenty to do on the morrow, labor sufficient for each coming day. Trusting in God, let us rush to the rescue, forward with might in the name of our King. Satan shall flee at the tramp of our footsteps, and the glad song of the victors will sing. Then, ere another December shall greet us, chilling our frame with its cold, icy breath, may we each have done our best for the Master. Each one have saved some poor lost one from death. Now to the old year whose death knell is tolling, finally we bid a long last adieu, waiting with joy the approach of the morning, when o'er the threshold we tread of the new. Onward the current of time still is rolling, tirelessly, noiselessly, surely it flows, swifter than eagles can fly through the ether, man to his home in eternity goes. Soon shall the flow of its tide cease forever, fall soon the sound of its knell on our ears, soon shall the gleam of life's radiant morning burst on our sight for eternity's years. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing thy word to the listeners of the station. Today we pray thou will put a solemn thought within each heart how we should be redeeming the time and not wasting it on the frivolous things of life. We pray that you'd remember those who have needs and requests. Comfort and bless each one. Guide us through the unseen changes of the morrow. And for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I'm so glad that amidst all the changing things of this world, there is something unchangeable. And that is the Word of God, which endureth forever. It will stay with us when time has passed away. The Word of God endures forever. Listen, the anvil of God's Word. Last eve, I stood before a blacksmith's door and heard the anvil ring the vesper chime, and looking in, I saw upon the floor old hammers worn with beating years of time. "How many anvils have you had," said I, "to wear and batter all these hammers so?" "Just one," said he, and then with twinkling eye, "the anvil wears the hammers out, you know." And so thought I, the anvil of God's word, for ages skeptics' blow have beat upon. Yet, though the noise of falling blows was heard, the anvil's unchanged, the hammer's gone. And so, friends, let us rely upon the word of God, which endures forever. We surely hope that each of you will have a very happy holiday season, that this Christmas will be one of peace and joy and victory, and that as you gather around the family table and have the Christmas dinner, you may think of the greatest gift of all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so amidst the changing things of this life, I'm so glad that there's something that doesn't change, and we have a hope that goes beyond this veil of tears. May the Lord comfort and guide and bless each and every heart. Now, if we may be a help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. You may write us and request prayer if you like. Tell us what we need to pray for, that the Lord will help you and your needs and your burdens. And we hope that this new year, which is dawning upon us before long, will be the best year of your life. We certainly appreciate those who stood by us to help us keep the message on the air down through the years. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.